God the glory and have gratitude for what He's done for us. Amen? I mean, I'm grateful that He sustains us, that He takes care of us, that no matter what happens, you know, He's there for us. So, anybody have anything that they want to be thankful for tonight? Rosalind, come on up. You got to come up because everybody wants to see your smiling face. Turn around. Put it right up to your mouth.
I'm thankful for my dogs, Rayla and Mouse.
Awesome. That's pretty good. Mom and Dad, not so much. Let's see. David, come on up. Glory, 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 glory. Awesome. Come on.
I'm thankful for my wife, Joan.
Awesome. Thank God for that. She's kept you straight. It's good. Okay, come on up, honey. Come on. Yes. Yes. What? Awesome. What are you thankful for? Turn around.
I'm thankful for my mom.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Okay, come on up, honey. Awesome.
My little brother stole my answer. I'm thankful for my mom and dad.
Awesome. That's great. Ken, come on up. Thanksgiving. Glory to God. Glory to God.
I'm so thankful for my family, my wonderful family. My mom lives so close to me. We're having a big get-together tomorrow. And I'm very thankful. The Lord is just making the way for the house that we've been working on. And, I mean, everything is just coming together. And it's so amazing when you see God's hand. Had something happen just this morning, and it looked, you know, I was all, you know, I trusting in the Lord, but it looked like I was getting ready to make a run for it. And then it was like, oh no, we found the problem, we took care of it, you know. And I'm like, well, thank you, God.
Amen. Amen. We thank Him in everything, right? Liam, come on up. Glory to God.
I'm thankful, can I say two things?
Yes.
For one, having a roof and food to eat, and for two, for having two parents that have actually fought for me and stand right by my side. If it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be here today, or I wouldn't be talking like this.
Amen, amen. Anybody else thankful? Come on, Josh. I'll get you next, Judy. Hold the mic.
Okay.
There you go. Put it up to your mouth.
How far? Speak.
Right to your mouth.
Like this?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Sure?
Yes.
Okay. I'm thankful for my home, everybody I have in it, and it's just so amazing, actually. Oh, when I say home, I don't mean just my family, my household. I mean my church home, my relationships, just everybody who's ever part of my life. I am not who I would be without any of you. Oh, thank you.
Awesome. Great job. Judy?
I'm really thankful for my family, as messy and imperfect and nerve-wracking as we are all together, but God has shown me they're a gift together. He is doing what as we let Him and cooperate, what He wants. And a big lifesaver for me and an incredible blessing, and my sanity is getting to come here.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you. Come on up. We're all sharing what we're thankful for.
I am thankful for traditions. I'm thankful that even though this year doesn't look like a typical Thanksgiving for our family, we still get to do a lot of the traditions that we normally would, and I get to share those with my kids and my parents, and I'm so grateful for that. I'm grateful for the roof over our heads. I'm thankful for a place that we get to meet here. I'm thankful for not just my, like, No, I have lots to be thankful for. like Josh said, I'm not just thankful for my family. I'm thankful for my church family because I really do feel like you guys are family. But it's not just people that I meet. It's family. And I'm so thankful for that.
Amen.
So, yes, I am also thankful that we have a place to worship. And, you know, it's really quite doable. I'm also thankful for this country we live in. And I'm thankful we do, well, we're supposed to have free elections and that they're supposed to be free and fair. And I'm thankful for that. And I'm just thankful that God has his hand in all that's happening in the political world, that he is in charge. That's what I'm really grateful for, that God is in charge. And I have to remind myself of that frequently. Thank you. And I'm thankful for Pastor Bruce.
Thank you. Rosen, you have another one? Run up here. Well, I didn't mean literally run, but.
I'm thankful for a bunch of things, like family and friends. Actually being able to go into school and not having COVID.
Awesome. Anybody else? Mr. John. Aren't you grateful for John for leading us in worship? Amen.
Thank you very much for that. I'm definitely thankful for just being home. Oh, I need to move in. No. There's a camera over there. That's why I close my eyes during worship. I'm just thankful for being home. I'm thankful for all those men and women who are out there serving our country. All those people on the front line right now. That includes the police department, the fire department, all those nurses and doctors, and all those people that are just out there helping. I know that's tough, and I know it's, you've been beat down for the last few months, but I'm so grateful that you're out there doing that.
Awesome. Anybody else? Okay, kids, youth, you can head on back. Glory to God. Glory to God. Turn to Luke chapter 17. Luke chapter 17. The last several weeks we've been talking about Thanksgiving. Last week was, I'm thankful for Jesus. I'm thankful for Jesus. I'm thankful for God sending Jesus. I'm thankful for the work that he's done in our lives, individually, collectively. And how many know that without the sacrifice of Jesus, we'd be eternally lost? Heaven would not be even in the picture. But we have Jesus. Amen? We have Jesus. Look at verse 11. I want to just point this out and then we'll go to some other scriptures. Now it happened as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Then as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. How many of them said that? 10. 10 of them said that. Jesus, Lord, Master, have mercy on us. So when he saw them, he said to them, go show yourselves to the priest. And so it was, as they went, they were cleansed. Now there are several things that are revealed in this that you probably know. But the reason they were standing afar off, because a leper at that time and under the law of Moses had to yell out, unclean, 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 so that people would stay away from them, so that they, you know, it was social distancing 2,000 years ago, right? Unclean, right? And when Jesus saw that, there were certain requirements that had to happen if somebody was no longer a leper. And one of those things is he'd have to go before a priest, offer sacrifice, but show himself so that he could be deemed unclean. In other words, you're clean, come on back into the fold. You don't have to yell unclean anymore. So this was going on, and Jesus said, go show yourselves. And so as they went, they were cleansed. Can you imagine that? Watch this now. Just think about this. Jesus, have mercy on us. And Jesus' answer wasn't, well, come over here, let me lay hands on you, and you'll all be instantly healed. He said, here's what you need to do for your healing, is you need to go to the priest. If they would have said, that's not what we wanted. We wanted you just to say, boom, and we're done. They said, okay, we're on our way. But as they did what the Word, Jesus is the Word, what when they did what the Word said, they were clean. Come on, that's so good. I'm telling you, if we'll begin to do as the Word commands us to do, there's lots of areas that I believe God wants to clean us up, help us up. And look at this, verse 15. And one of them, now how many were there? How many said, Jesus, have mercy on us? And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned with a loud voice and glorified God and fell down on his face, giving thanks, and he was a Samaritan. That says so much. He was a Samaritan. What does that mean? In the Jews' eyes, he wasn't as good as a regular Jew because he was on the outside looking in. But one out of the ten came back recognizing what had happened and said, I'm going to give you thanks, fell at his feet, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. One out of ten, so that's 10%. I wonder if that translates over to us at times, where we're the 90%, where God does something for us, and rather than turning around and say, wait a minute, before I really partake of this, I'm going to go back and glorify the one who caused this to happen. I want to be one of the 10%, but I have to admit that I haven't always been. But in light of what we've been saying and talking about, I think it's important that we begin to become almost obnoxious with our thanksgiving. In other words, people around us, is that all you do is say, thank you, Jesus? Is that all you do? You thank him for everything. Yep. Yep. That's what I do. Yep. Why? Because he's my life. He's my source. He's everything. So I thank God. Not always, you know, for every little thing that happens, but in everything I give thanks because God is in everything. He may not be the one who, you know, had the guy come and T-bone my car, but he was with me in the car. He may not be the one, you know, that caused something to happen to me or did something awful to me, but God was with me when I was going through that. So I can be thankful not for what I went through, but in what I went through because God is with me. How many have found God to be faithful? How many have found that God really is real and that he loves you and that he's for you and that he desires good things for you? Glory to God. It's true. It's true. And so we need to become even more grateful and let that spill over in how we treat one another. Right? I mean, it was nice today, and we were thankful for moms, we were thankful for dads, we were thankful for dogs, we were thankful, you know. And that's awesome for family, that's really good. But why do we wait in our lives for so long to point out to somebody what they're thankful for? In other words, finding something that somebody who's close to you, it could be a boss, it could be somebody at school, it could be a teacher, it could be anybody, but going to them and say, listen, this might sound a little weird, but I just want to recognize what a blessing you are in my life and thank you for doing what you've done for me, right? I mean, Renita and I, we say it in some fashion often. It's like, I'm so thankful through everything that we've gone through, you stuck with me because you didn't have to, right? I'm thankful that you're here. I'm thankful that you didn't leave me at this point, or, you know, you could have done this, or there were options that you could have taken, but you didn't take, and I want to thank you for that. I want to thank you for going to work. I want to thank you for raising the kids. I want to thank you for doing the dishes. I want to thank you. Let's not be like the 90% who don't give thanks, not only just to God, but to one another. We want to be people that are thankful. Thankful. Find something. And if you're not in the habit of doing it, you know, it may be awkward at first. But look for something to be thankful for. And especially in your life, we all have something to be thankful for. Right? It's if you were in somebody else's shoes, right, you might become something thankful for something that you take for granted now, right? It's like, you know, somebody who's paralyzed on the right side and they can't, you know, they can move their leg, but they can't really move their arm, so they're like this, but they're so grateful that they can use their left hand. They're so grateful that both arms aren't like this. They're grateful. Do you see what I'm saying? So it's important for us to become really grateful. We want to be the 10%ers and not the 90%ers. Now watch what Jesus responded. So Jesus answered and said, "Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? They were not to be found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner." And then he said, "Arise, go. Your faith has made you well." The others were cleansed, but he was made well. In thanksgiving, God took another step in his process and made him well or complete or whole. That is so awesome. But Jesus, I wonder how many times he's going around and he's going, didn't I just pull their fannies out of the fire? Right? Didn't I just answer their prayer? Didn't I just, you know, provide for them supernaturally? Didn't I just give them an idea? Didn't I put an opportunity before them? And where are they? Where are we? And so what I'm saying tonight is that we need to look for opportunities to worship God and to thank Him and be grateful to Him. Nobody has a life that they're thrilled with everything in their life. No one. Zip, zilch. But there are certain people who will take their life and say, "Look, I've got a lot of things going on in my life. They're not all good, but I'm going to be concentrating more on the good things rather than grumbling about the bad things." I forget who said it, but he said this, and I think it's true. He said, "You can't be grateful and depressed at the same time." So maybe, and I'm just surmising, and I'm not putting this or casting this on anybody, but maybe our depression is because we're looking at the wrong things and we're looking for negative and focusing on that rather than being thankful to God for what He's done. We need to become grateful people, thankful people. Amen? Amen. Let's look at a few scriptures about thanksgiving and giving thanks. Go to Psalm 30. I got 10%ers in here tonight. You wouldn't be out here on Wednesday night, the night before Thanksgiving, if you weren't a 10%er, I'm telling you. And it's so good. It's so good. It's so good. Psalm 30, and let's just start at the first verse. Don't you love the Psalms? I mean, really, how many, you know you're supposed to praise God, you're supposed to worship God, but you kind of run out of things to say in your prayer time. Thank you, God. Love you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Jesus, I worship you. That's all I got. Right? It's kind of fun to come back to the Psalms and just begin to think them and speak them for yourself. In other words, David wrote this, and he wrote it a long, long time ago, but we can come to it, and we can say, no, David said this, but I'm saying it too. I will extol you, O Lord, for you have lifted me up and have not let my foes rejoice over me. In other words, every victory that I have, everything that I've won, and even people who were against me who were going to say, you'll never make it, you'll never come through, that'll never work, you haven't let them triumph over me. So I'm going to extol you. That means I'm going to lift you up. I'm going to brag about you. I'm going to tell others how good my God is and how faithful He's been. Glory to God. I think that we should get to the point where unbelievers are sick of our testimony because we're just thankful to God for everything. And they say, oh, come on, God isn't, yes, He is. Yes, He is. He is. Glory to God. Oh, Lord, I cried out to you and you healed me. Lord, you brought my soul up from the grave and have kept me alive that I should not go down to the pit. Sing praise to the Lord, you saints of His, and give thanks at the remembrance of His holy name. You ever think about His name? You ever think about, you know, just Jesus? You just think about Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And Jesus, the name means Savior, right? He's the one who came to save. But there are many names to God. He's our Father, right? He's Jehovah. He's Jehovah Rapha. He's the God that heals. He's Jehovah Jireh, the God that provides. And you start thinking about His names. He's the Jehovah Shalom. He's the God our peace. I had somebody I was talking to today over the phone, and they were talking. She said to me, you know, I've got this happen and this happen. I'm just so stressed out. I said, well, why are you choosing that? Really what I said, are you saved? Good pastorly advice, right? Are you saved? Well, uh-huh. I said, is Jesus your Lord? Yes. Well, then I guess you're saved, aren't you? Yes. Well, He said that He'd give you peace that passes understanding. So if He said that, why are you settling for the other? You don't understand. No, you don't understand that we have a choice on how we react to things, right? And if you want to have strife, if you want to have depression, if you want to, then just stay ungrateful. Stay ungrateful. But when you turn your eyes to Him and say, Lord, I just thank You that You love me. I thank You that You're with me. I thank You. I'm going to sing praise to Your name. I'm going to give thanks at the remembrance of Your holy name. Glory to God. Glory to God. For His anger is but for a moment. His favor is for life. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. In other words, I might be going through something, but I'm going to get through it. I'm not going to camp in it. In Psalms 23, what does it say? Yea, though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Many people read that. That's my life right there. Right there, I'm walking, and every day it's something new, but I'm right there in the valley of the shadow of death. It doesn't say to camp there. It says you might walk there, but keep walking. Don't stop, but keep walking toward Him instead of away from Him. And the way that you do that is you keep Him on your lips. You remember who He is. You remember what He's done. You praise Him and adore Him for everything that He's accomplished in your life. Come on. And it's so easy to get away from it. I think that all of us should become disciples of the Lord rather than just believers of the Lord. What's a disciple? A disciple is a disciplined follower. It's one who follows the disciplines of the one that you're following. What does that mean? That just means you do what He says. And you practice it, and you do it on purpose, and you continue to do it whether you feel like it or not. Right? And part of that is, God, I'm just going to praise You, I'm going to worship You, thank You. Hallelujah. Go down to verse 12. It says, to the end that my glory may sing praise to you and not be silent, O Lord my God, I will give thanks to you forever. Let's go back a verse. I could read this all, but look at this. Verse 10, let's start verse 10. Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Lord, be my helper. Has He helped you at all? Has the Lord helped you at all? Has He changed you at all? Is something different in your life because the Lord is with you? Watch this now. You have turned for me mourning into dancing. You put off my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness. To the end that my glory may sing praise to you and not be silent, O Lord my God, I will give thanks to you forever. Forever, forever, forever. See, I remember before I was saved, I remember the feeling of knowing that there was more to life than what I was going through. I knew that there was something else, but I couldn't put my finger on it. So I tried to fill that void that's inside of every human being with all kinds of other things, right? But then the Holy Spirit drew me to Jesus. And I found the one who really is the only one that can fill that void. And I'm thankful. I'm grateful. And many of you have heard my testimony, but what really got me saved, or what drew me, is that I had a fellow say that, you know, he would witness, and he'd say things like this, and God told me this, and God told me that, and God said this, and God said that, and I went, man, this guy is high. Right? He's just out of it. Or is it a possibility that God would talk to me? And through many circumstances, He did. And that was way back, many, many years ago. But He's still talking to me. When I say talking, I don't hear voices. But I just get impressions, thoughts that come up from my heart to my mind. And I know it's Him talking to me. I know it's Him. So I'm thankful that He speaks to me. I'm thankful that the God of the universe takes time and knows every hair on my head. He even knows the ones that aren't there anymore. Right? He's the God. He knows everything about me, and He still loves me. Think about that for a minute. God knows everything about you. Yes, He knows what you were thinking. He knows what you did. He knows what you didn't do. But He still loves you. So I can thank Him using the name of Savior. I can thank Him using the name of Redeemer. Oh, I just want to extol you. I just want to extol the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Look at Psalm 92, the 92nd Psalm. Hallelujah. I'm glad for Jesus. I'm just glad for Jesus. Don't you really? I mean, think about this for just a minute. In your own life, you have people that you like being around. And there may be some people you just don't care to be around at all. And I'll just bet you that the ones that you don't care to be around are ones that are don't have gratefulness in their lives. They're ingrates. They have this mentality that they're entitled to what you give. So they take you for what? Granted. Right? Kids are famous for that, right? You know, mom, they come home from college. Mom, here's my clothes. I expect you to wash them. Well, they're going to get a big shock one day. But the reality is I would rather be around people that are grateful for everything that you do. And they come to you and they're just so grateful. And think about this. Jesus said it. Where's the other nine? So if we look at that and we say, okay, God, I want you to like being around me. Right? I want to be that one. So God, I'm going to work on this gratefulness thing. I'm going to acknowledge you in everything that you do. I refuse to take you for granted. I refuse to be one of the nine. I'm going to be one out of the ten. I'm going to be that one. Psalm 92 verse 1. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O my Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness in the night. So if you don't know what to do and how to be thankful, here's a key. Here's a formula. It's good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, Most High. Sing to God. Sing to God. I'll tell you an experience I had. Many of you have heard it, but I'm going to tell it again. To declare your loving kindness in the morning. So if you don't know how to do it in the morning, begin to declare his loving kindness. What does that mean? I know that he loves me and that he's kind to me because he doesn't make me suffer the consequences of my mistakes. That's pretty kind. That's pretty loving. His mercy, right, is over. Thank you for your mercy. So in the morning, thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love. Lord, I just want to glorify you, praise you. I'm so grateful that you love me. That God, you so loved me that you sent your only begotten Son. And when I believed in him, I received eternal life. And I'm not going to perish because you love me. Come on. You want to learn to be thankful? Make it a habit to get up in the morning and begin to thank him for his love. Tell him about his love. Rehearse to him the things that he's done. Hallelujah. And your faithfulness every night. Go to bed on the pillow and say, Lord, I'm just so glad you're faithful. I'm glad, Lord, that you've never left me. You won't forsake me. I'm glad, God, for everything that you've given to me. God, let me just rehearse this to you. You got a minute, Lord? I want to tell you that I'm thankful for breakfast. I'm thankful that my car got me to work. I'm thankful, come on, that I was arrested and didn't pull out in front of that truck. I want to thank you, God. And you just go back through your day and say, Lord, I just thank you that you give me the ability to do what you want me to do. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I counted it an honor and a privilege to be standing up here and being able to deliver the word. It's something that's like, Lord, what a responsibility, but what an honor that you would use me, that you would touch me with your presence in such a way that I can say something that people want to hear. But it's not that it just touches their ears, it touches their heart. And he's allowed me to watch change happen in people's lives because I'm here. I'm grateful. Very, very, very grateful. And so I need to continue to let that be known. Go to the 97th Psalm. Y'all getting something tonight? Come on, if you didn't have anything to be grateful before, you do now. Again, this is the same vein, but listen to this. Rejoice in the Lord, you righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his name. You know, we need to rejoice in the Lord. What does that mean? That means be joyful on purpose. You know, you don't have to really rejoice when you feel like it. It's just something that naturally happens. Right? For instance, if I came up to you and I gave you a lottery ticket that was the winner, and I said, this is yours. And it's the Mega Millions. You just won $40 million. I probably wouldn't have to talk you into rejoicing. Right? I mean, woo! Glory to God. God, glory to God, glory to God. You know, it would be there. But there are times where you have to rejoice when you don't feel like it. I was, years ago, I was up on a ladder working on this carport shed thing I was building. And the front of it was pretty high, so I had the ladder extended, and I was up on the ladder and you know, putting boards up and doing my thing, and I hit the wrong nail. Right on the top of the ladder, I hit the wrong nail. And I went, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Now, before I got saved, that's not what I would have said. But I'd spent enough time in His Word and rejoicing in everything that instead of saying something that wouldn't have been the right thing to say, I could say, praise God. In the midst of that. Isn't that amazing? But that didn't come. That came out of my heart. That came out of my spirit. Instead of the, oh, I'd replaced that with praise. Thankfulness. So that came out of my lips. Glory to God. That's so good. That's so good. Hallelujah. He's so faithful. Psalm 97 and verse 12. Again, we rejoice in the Lord, you righteous. You ever thought about that? Thank God that you've made me righteous. What does that mean? That I have right standing with God. We all know the verse, he who knew no sin became sin for us that we might be called the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. What does that mean? I have right standing with God. I'm all right with God. God's all right with me. Glory to God. Glory to God. That's so good. So good. Let's go to Psalm 119. Psalm 119. Tomorrow, I want you to, you know, at some point in the meal or the day, I just want to say, stop everybody, I just got something to say. I want to just be thankful to God for what He's done for us. You know, I thank God that you're all here sitting around the table. I thank God that the family's together. I thank God that we've got a turkey to eat or whatever you're going to eat. I even thank God for the green Jell-O salad. No, I thank God. Psalm 119 and verse 62. At midnight I will rise to give thanks to you because of your righteous judgment. At midnight I will rise up. Listen, at midnight, this could be literally at midnight, 12, I'm going to rise up. When I wake up in the middle of the night, I'm going to give thanks to God. How many have ever done that? You just get up in the morning, oh, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. Or you wake up in the middle of the night and rather go, again. Train yourself to begin to thank God and rejoice and just, God, I'm so thankful for you. I'm thankful for the breath that I have. I thank you, God, for everything that you've done for me. God, I'm so incredibly grateful. Go to Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews chapter 13. I'm grateful that you guys come out on Wednesday night. I'm grateful for you know, the chance over the internet to live stream and other folks can tune in and watch. And I'm grateful that God has given me the ability to speak something that's worth sharing. It's incredible to me. Let's go to verse 15. Therefore, by Him, by Jesus, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of our lips giving thanks to His name. So how often are we supposed to do it? Continuously. What does that mean? Now and now and now, and now, and now, and now, and now, and now, etc., etc., etc. From the King and I. Anyway, look at again. But do not forget to do good and share with those sacrifices. God is well pleased. Come on. I want to give thanks to God. I want to offer the sacrifice of praise to God. That's not this. That's not, oh God, you know how weak and miserable I am. I don't want to do it, but I'm going to praise the Lord anyway. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's not, I'm sacrificing to do it. What that is it's saying, Lord, you've been so good to me. I'm building an altar in my mind, and I'm building an altar before you because I want this place in my heart to be a place where I acknowledge your presence and what you've done for me. Right? I'm going to give the sacrifice of thanksgiving and of praise. God, I just thank you and I praise you and I honor you. Because watch this. Altars were built in the Old Testament to memorialize something that God did for people. When Abraham went into the land and he stopped one place, he built an altar. He went to another place, he built an altar. What for? So that every time he walked by that, he said, God brought me here. God did this for me there. And we can do that in our hearts by beginning to become more and more aware of what God is doing in us and then offering our from the fruit of our lips thanksgiving and praise to who God is and what he's done and what he's accomplished. Right? Glory to God. I'm telling you, this will change you. This will change you. Your days of depression will be fewer and farther between if you begin to offer up thanksgiving as a sacrifice. Glory to God. Glory to God. Go to Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 5. I'm going to start at verse 1. We're going to get down to where I want to be. But therefore, as imitators of God as dear children. Excuse me. Therefore, be imitators of God as dear. What? God, you want me to act like you? Yeah. Yep. I want you to imitate me. Isn't that something? Walk in love as Christ has also loved us and given himself for us as an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. I want to be like Jesus. I want to be like Jesus. I want people to say, man, I see Jesus in you. I've had a few tell me that. Not as much as I should, but I have had people tell me that. Verse 3, but fornication and all uncleanliness and covetousness, let not even be named among you for as it is fitting for the saints. In other words, that doesn't dignify you. That doesn't shouldn't even be mentioned in you. Why? Because that's not who you are anymore. But listen to what he says. Don't even let it be named among you. It's easy to watch television, for instance, and be full of uncleanliness because of what you're watching. And you go, well, that's not bad. That's not bad. That's not bad. And over the years, your heart gets seared to what you're watching. Look, if it's not godly, if it's not edifying, if it's not, why are we watching it? Why? Well, because it's good. It's funny. It's not so much. Not so much. We're not feeding the right thing. Verse 4, neither filthiness nor foolish talk or coarse jesting. Ooh, glory to God. Which are not fitting, but rather of giving thanks. In other words, where we'd be okay. Well, you know, I don't want to be too religious, so if I use a few words, it's okay. Or I just want to fit in, so I'm going to, get involved with this, and they've got a joke. I'm going to tell a joke, and I can't tell you. I've had Christians call me on the phone, bless their hearts, and begin to tell me a joke. And I went, stop. I don't want to hear that. That's not funny. It's not funny. It's disparaging to the person that you're telling it, you know, off-color joke. It's like, I don't want to hear that. I don't need to hear that. I don't want to feed myself with that. I don't want to be so religious that I can't, you know, head in the cloud. But on the other hand, I want to be like Jesus. So instead of doing those things, I need to be one who gives thanks. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody said this when you get saved, you know, back years ago. So you get saved, you're going to lose all your friends. You're going to lose all your friends. I said, wow, okay, I got saved. And it wasn't that I lost all my friends, they lost me. In other words, they didn't want to hang around me because I was always Jesus this and Jesus that and Jesus did this and Jesus did that and God's coming, you know, he's coming soon, all of those kind of things. I still have friends in my life that I've had since I've been third grade, and not all of them are saved. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is I want to be an influence for God rather than fitting into the world. And one of the ways that I do that is I become more grateful and one who gives thanks on a consistent basis. Amen? So we're giving thanks to God tonight. We're giving thanks to God tomorrow. We're so grateful, Lord, for all that you've done for us. We're grateful, God, for your name. We're grateful for your word. We're grateful, God, for the blessings that you've bestowed upon us, the people that you put in our lives. Lord, we're grateful for our victories. We're grateful that you're with us when things don't seem to be going right. God, we're just grateful that you love us. We're grateful for Jesus. We're grateful for salvation. We're grateful that you don't remember our sins anymore. We're grateful, Lord, that you love us. Even though you know all of our flaws, we thank you, God, that you have a purpose for our hearts. And we just want to give you all the glory and all the praise for anything good that's ever come from our lips or from our hands. In Jesus' name, we love you, we love you, we love you, we love you. Hallelujah. If you're here tonight or if you're watching and you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, just go ahead and submit to him and say, Jesus, I need a Savior because I know that on my own I can't get right with God. So forgive me of my sins. I believe in my heart, so I'm confessing with my mouth that Jesus is my Lord. He's my Savior. And the God you've raised him from the dead. If you said that, you're saved. Come on. But tell somebody. Come on, let me know. In Jesus' name. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Happy Thanksgiving.